Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Happy Tuesday, April 30th. It is the last day of April. Tomorrow is the start of a brand new month, folks. We're here on Sports Talk. A short action today as the LSU baseball team's taking on Grambling. A 6:30 first pitch at the box. You heard Jay Johnson on the Jay Johnson Show yesterday pretty much talking about this is do or die for the Tigers right now. You hate to already put it in a must-win category, but, man, their postseason seeding needs any kind of help possible, and he's figuring if they finish these last two games, they can close out with wins. Their non-conference schedule record will at least be impressive.
Yeah, the conference is what you're worried about.
Right.
We'll get to that in a little bit. I think that there is a path to get to the postseason for this LSU baseball team after they started 3-12 in SEC play. But it is really, really tough, especially because we talked a little bit about the Missouri series and the Auburn series. You would have really liked to go 5-1 and give yourself maybe a game for, you know, error. But now,
so close to doing that too.
Well, you got it. Oh yeah, I know. I mean, that game 3 against Auburn was just upsetting.
Crappy upsets, you know, beginning to the game.
Well, I mean, 2 hits against the shift, and then all of a sudden 5 runs score with 2 outs, and you're just. Yeah, so anyways, you're looking at the next 3 weekends of SEC play. You play #1 Texas A&M, you go on the road to face #23 Alabama, and then you come home and wrap up this regular season in conference play against Ole Miss, who's just like you, 7-14 in SEC play. The good news is that as of now, you know, we know that 12 teams make Hoover, right? 12 teams make the SEC tournament out of the 14 teams in the SEC. Right now, LSU is at the cutoff point. They're ahead of Missouri, and they're ahead of Auburn in the standings. So those are the two teams that would not make Hoover, not make the SEC tournament. So they're in, but if they finish with 12 or so wins in conference play, they would need to do some work in Hoover to get into the tournament.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how these Tigers can close it out. They definitely seem to be playing better ball lately, so hopes are high that LSU can make this postseason. Switching gears to the hardwood, it was not so great in the postseason for the Pelicans. The sweep knocking out the Birds from the postseason, OKC completely just overmatched the squad. I think a lot of the air got sucked out of this Pelicans squad after you saw Zion Williamson go down, unfortunately. The team was able to still make it in from the play into the playoff, but just were overmatched in every way, it seemed like, by the OKC Thunder. You talked about it a little bit with turnovers and the shooting percentage. It just, the well went very dry from shooting from everyone, and it was like you were cringing every time you saw C.J. McCollum jacking up another three-point attempt. It was like, please stop, no, because it didn't seem like any of them were going in. The team had some of their exit interviews today at their end-of-season press conferences, and one of the main mans talking was the executive vice president of basketball operations, David Griffin. Here's what he had to say as this Pels team now prepares for the offseason and getting ready for next year.
What do you make of 49 regular season wins, but ending the season like that in the playoffs and the totality of that?
Yeah, so obviously disappointed to be doing this today. I think the 49 wins that you alluded to are part of several things that happened this year that would have led you to believe we'd be playing deep into the summer at times. I think there were times where very large chunks of the season for months at a time where we had the second best net rating in the league, and were it not for Boston, we would have looked like the best team in the league for stretches. And I also think we had stretches where you could see we had a lot of room for growth and a lot of improvement we needed to make. Unfortunately, we continued to have injury issues and certainly had a big one at the wrong time. But there's so many positives we take out of the season. You know, it's really unfortunate this season ended in the way it did. You'd like a season to crescendo to a moment that lets everybody know how good your season really was. We had the number one road record in the NBA. We were sixth in defensive rating and sixth in net rating. We had moments where we really showed what we could be, but I think we did it often in fits and starts, which is disappointing. You know, we're in a historically good Western Conference. I read something the other day that I think is true. It's the first time a conference has had 10 teams above 500 at the same time. Our record this year would have been good for third in the West last year, would have been good for third in the East this year. It's a very competitive conference. And so I think whereas in the past we've always erred on the side of continuity, and our takeaway has always been, let's see this group healthy. I think we've seen it enough. I think we had some really, really good opportunity to see Zion play a career high in games. I think we saw it for segments of time well enough to understand that we've got a lot of work to do. And again, because it is a historically good Western Conference, there's teams that didn't make the playoffs that are going to get radically better this offseason. We need to do the same. And I think you'll see a real sense of urgency from all of us to do that.
Looking at next season, what are some of the biggest needs you think you need to address?
I think it's more than just specific needs. It's really just about growth in every area of the organization. I think last year we talked a lot and too much was put on the medical side and the performance side, and we didn't talk enough about the other things that we were working on. This entire building is going to undergo a transformation this offseason, figuratively and literally. Really big projects here that ownership is investing in. Mrs. Benson's really excited about changing the look and feel of this. I think that will happen on and off the court. But in terms of specific needs to address, we haven't even had our time to visit with our players individually yet. So until we do that, I don't really want to get into specifics about player-related changes.
When do you start kind of that process? So you don't do, I know you don't have a knee jerk, but do you take a week off? Do you kind of map out when we sit down with Mrs. Benson and kind of plan out the future, who's here, who's not, what our vision is? Like, what is your process?
Yeah, that's from a front office perspective, it's an ongoing process, right? I mean, we're doing it constantly. I think you get yourself in trouble if you try to do anything as a reaction to one particular series or one particular turn of events. If we did that when we came back from the Western Conference road trip we ended the season with, which was just an absolute meat grinder, and you win four in a row, and you play three games in 3.5 days, and you play the Lakers, would we tend to the side of believing we're what we were when we won those road games, or are we what we were when we lost to the Lakers? You just can't do that. This is a much larger, more thorough process than that. So we'll take a lot of time to go through it as a group. You know, we don't tend to do that during the year as much and as often with every interest group in the organization together. We tend to do it as a front office. So this will be a good time for us to really dive deep with the whole group. But I want to be really, really clear. This is not going to be a summer of complacency. It's time to get better.
You heard David Griffin there right at the end. It is time to get better, and it's going to be interesting to see what this Pel squad decides to do going into next year. I think, you know, for the folks saying that, you know, get rid of Willie Green, that's not going to happen, folks, after he just got an extension with this team. I have question marks about, obviously, what's the future lies ahead for a guy like Brandon Ingram, who was just awful, unfortunately, in the postseason, and just going to be really interesting to see what they decide to do with him contract-wise, obviously. But I could see them moving on from Hill and him and building around a base of, I guess you would say, Zion Williamson, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado, the young talents on this squad. Jordan Hawkins, obviously, Dyson Daniels. But I have question marks with B.I., CJ McCollum and even Jonas Valanciunas, who I think they've been trying to move on from.
Yeah, Jonas is gone. That's almost certain. We talked with Jake Madison in the 4 o'clock hour, and he said that he could see, you know, BI and CJ returning, but that's even up in the air too. Like, they have a couple of question marks on this roster that they have to answer. And, you know, it's good to hear from Griff that he recognizes how good the West is. He called it historic, and that if the Pelicans don't improve, they're going to get left in the dust. So it's a huge offseason coming up, a ton of questions that they have to answer. We'll see what they do.
Well, get ready for the hottest clips from today's show delivered to you directly your phone for free. Download the Odyssey app to follow Sports Talk. It's that easy. Listen to WWL shows, the ones you love and want when you want, or let them just tell you your smart speaker, play WWL. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this. Getting ready for LSU baseball versus Grambling. First pitch, 6:30 on WWL and the Odyssey app. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Any of you got a Swiftie in your life? You can win a pair of tickets to see Taylor Swift in concert from WWL. Odyssey and WWL has your once-in-a-lifetime chance to see Tay in the UK. A trip for four to London, England to see Taylor Swift August 17th with a four-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare. To enter to win, simply download the free Odyssey app, then log in and listen to WWL for 1 hour. You can read about the contest on the front page at WWL.com. Just click on the link at the top of the page, the Tay in the UK National Contest. Special thanks to Republic Records. Just log in and listen now to WWL. Quite the prize package there. Talking about the Pelicans, I see Jimmy on the Oakwind Heart Jewelers talking text line. I am sure you are grieving the birds as much as we are today, Jimmy. How's it going?
Yeah, hey, look, I'll make it quick. I know the show is almost over. Number one, tell Bobby and Mike, look, I'm looking for Rolling Stone tickets for Thursday night at Jazz Fest. All right, I know it's totally sold out. I really don't want to use the ladder and climb the back fence. All right, number two, I'll say this about Brandon Ingram, because as you guys are alluding to, the offseason is going to be big. When the lights shine brightest on this guy, and I love him, and he's a borderline all-star, made one all-star and all that, he's not an alpha dog. When the lights shine bright, he struggles. And it might benefit us in the I still personally think he thinks he's worth max money. But like Charlie said, let's go with Trey Murphy. If this guy goes with the whole I want all that money, let's move on. Because we've seen time and time again him dribble the ball off his leg when the lights shine bright, and he just cannot hit the big shot. And, you know, Zion misses a lot of games. We need that second guy to be somebody we can count on. He just – I love him. I hope we can work it out, but not at max money.
No, he wants a 4-year deal. You know, he's going to ask for max money, and Christian Clark had reported on this. I think he's due a potential 4-year, $208 million extension from the team.
Ouch.
You're going to pay Trey Murphy on that rookie deal, the rookie extension. He's
absolutely
kind of shown enough that you can build around him, and he's going to be probably a leading candidate for most improved player this upcoming year. He's got that high of expectations for next season. The question mark really does become, what do you do with Brandon Ingram? Do you keep him here? Like, he talked a little bit in the postgame presser yesterday about, you know, how this is his worst season as a pro, like dating back to USA Basketball, and he's going to be, you know, motivated, but at max money, it's a tough sell for me.
More Pels Talk with Ollie Cosell tomorrow. Now, a battle of the cats, LSU and Grambling, here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.